This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Drake hit back hard against a casino in Vancouver that he claims racially profiled him, and it didn't take long for his fans to take up the cause. He took to social media to let off some steam about Park Vancouver Casino, calling it, quote, the worst-run business I have ever witnessed, unquote. After, fans went wild on the casino's social media. I bet they learned their lesson. In other Drake news, he's mourning the death of a young fan named Kay, who he met through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He said, quote, gonna miss you a whole lot. We met through Make-A-Wish, and we built a genuine bond. You would text me and check on me while I was on tour and tell me positive things and share your dreams and goals. We'll remember you forever, Kay. Unquote. Sad. Sharon Osbourne, who's been married to rocker Ozzy Osbourne since 1982, revealed she gave Ozzy extra sleeping tablets in a bid to find out more about his affairs with other women. Yep. She shared, I was a broken woman. He sent me an email that was meant for one of his women. I gave him the pills and everything came out. Wow. It's home shearing from here on out, mate. T.I.'s dabbling in the world of cryptocurrency may end up costing him big. The rapper is being sued for securities fraud by a group of 25 angry investors. They allege that T.I. and a business associate, Ryan Felton, engaged in a pump-and-dump scheme that saw them sink $1.3 million into now-worthless Flick tokens. The group is seeking $5 million in damages. Good luck with that. Ray J is adamant he didn't spill on his sex life with Kim Kardashian after one UK tabloid reported he was blabbing about their past at a recent event. The rapper denied all the rumors out there about his behavior. Kim's ex said, quote, this is Ray J checking in. Let me make this one thing clear. I'm in a great place in my life. I'm happy. Unquote. Get back to watching your sex tape, dude. Did you hear what reporters were yelling after Alec Baldwin was released from custody with a summons for assault and harassment? And all this because of a parking space? What kind of example are you setting for your kids with your little temper tantrum, yelled one reporter. Can't you afford a garage at this point with all the money you make, said another. Unbelievable. Wait for it. Idiot. You're welcome. No hard feelings, Victoria Beckham said, after the Spice Girls announced that they're doing a reunion tour without her. Beckham said, quote, it's a special day for the girls as they announced the first tour date since we performed together in 2012. I won't be joining my girls on stage again, but being in the Spice Girls was a hugely important part of my life, unquote. And I'm rich, and they're not. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have now submitted final divorce paperwork to an LA County Superior Court judge, and they did it all without lawyering up. Yeah, they'll share joint physical and legal custody of their three kids. They also agreed to meet with a co-parenting therapist on a monthly basis for at least 6 months. The couple didn't have a prenup. Thank God that's finally over. David Foster and his fiancée Catherine McPhee are clearly enjoying their engagement after the pair was spotted smooching at a benefit event in LA. The couple attended the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces Gala at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. McPhee looked sexy in a sleeveless black leather dress with a front zipper that Foster, I imagine, couldn't wait to pull down later. Yep, this segment is brought to you by Viagra. Swiss Beats is doing an awesome thing to raise money, auctioning off one of his original paintings to help raise funds for children in need. The legendary producer has become a major player in the art world. Jay-Z and Beyoncé own a few pieces of Swiss's work, and now he's auctioning off the painting he created with Raquel Harper from BET's Rack Rants. Very cool. Good job, you guys. DJ Khaled proved to be a capable lifesaver when he and authorities rescued his pal, co-producer AO1, after he fell off a jet ski in Miami. Based on video footage, it appeared Juan was unable to get back on his ride. Fortunately, everyone made it safely back to land without any injuries. Khaled was involved in a minor jet ski accident almost 1 year ago. Jet ski problems? Another one. Items owned by Tupac Shakur have been donated to Temple University, including a bullet-dented golden medallion the rapper was wearing in 1994 when he was shot 5 times. The rapper's items will be on display at the school's main campus at the Charles N. Blockson Afro-American Collection. The collection has 500,000 items detailing the global black experience. Very cool. After Demi Lovato's mom revealed her daughter was 90 days sober following a July drug overdose that nearly killed her, Demi was spotted out and about in L.A. After 3 months in a hospital and in a live-in treatment facility, it appears Demi is now out of rehab. A happy and healthy-looking Demi went to sushi hotspot Matsuhisa in Beverly Hills. No sake bombs were sighted. Has been. Heather Locklear is being sued by the EMT who placed her on a gurney during her June arrest. The EMT, Jennifer Hayne Heighton, was dispatched to Locklear's home after a disturbance call on June 24th. In her lawsuit, Hayne Heighton alleges that the actress became verbally and physically abusive during the incident and claims Locklear kicked her and caused her injury. Ugh. Stay tuned. The Trash Bin. Farrah Abraham won't step into the ring for the celebrity boxing match she's been talking up for months, and she says it's because the promoter screwed her on the deal. Yep. The ex-Teen Mom star was supposed to fight Nicole Hoops Alexander in Atlantic City. The promoter had agreed to hotel, travel, and extra tickets, but reneged. So now the whole thing is off. Can you say, flakes?
The news wrap-up.
Amazon will mail a 70-page holiday toy catalog to millions of customers containing scannable QR codes for instant ordering. Microsoft's expanded campus in Seattle will have 18 new buildings, and designers are using the game Minecraft to give employees an early peek of how it'll look. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a number of challenges to Obama-era net neutrality regulations that barred internet service providers from giving certain customers preferential treatment. Thanks, Kavanaugh.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Fantastic Beasts 2 is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Kate Brown, Experiment is the best-selling album in the land.
The number one app.
Of course, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one book.
Killing the SS by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard is the top best-selling nonfiction book.
Ellie Goulding's career began back in 2009 after releasing her debut EP, An Introduction to Ellie Goulding. She released her debut studio album, Lights, in 2010. That debuted at number one on the UK albums chart, and the title track went on to become a hit in the US as well. In December of 2015, she received her first Grammy Award nomination for Best Pop Solo Performance for her single Love Me Like You Do, which was a big hit here in the US and around the world. Fast forward, she's back with a new song that we really like. Here's Ellie Goulding featuring Diplo and Swae Lee with the Song of the Week. Close to me.
Even though we both know we're liars and we start each other's fires, we just know that we'll be alright. Even though we kicked out the party cause we both hate everybody, we're the ones they wanna be like. So don't let me down, keep me in trouble. Born to be wild, out in the jungle. And I don't wanna be somebody without your body close to me. And if it wasn't you, I wouldn't want anybody close to me. Cause I'm an animal, animal.
That was Ellie Goulding featuring Diplo and Sway Lee with the song of the week, Close to Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.